Selection? 563. Standing by a purpose true.
Stand alone.
25. Why don't we stand for the song?
Good evening, everyone, and greetings to all of you this evening. I was blessed with that second song. Just listened the other day to a sermon that talked about Daniel, and the part there where it talked about standing alone was very real right now. But it's good to be together this evening. I didn't say anything after the sermon, but I really appreciated the sermon this morning. And a couple of things that stood out to me is that he said, Brother Joseph said, is that our perceived strengths become our weaknesses, and that's very sobering. The things that we think actually help us can become a stumbling block to us. And also there in that, at the end, where he talked about we either love our lives or we love the truth. And that's also a very sobering statement to think about. So what I would like to talk about this evening is not necessarily probably a joyful subject. Kind of goes along with what we heard this morning. And I listened a while back to a podcast that talked about hypocrisy. And it's something that we all deal with, I think, in a real, very real way. And we know that Jesus talked about hypocrisy, and in fact, some of his strongest words were against the hypocrites in his day. We'll be reading some from Matthew 23. A question that has been asked is would you be comfortable if someone would take all of your thoughts and project them onto a big screen in front of the whole group? Would anyone be comfortable with that? I think probably most of us would not. We'd want to... The purpose of hypocrisy is to project an image of myself to others that conceals who I really am. And I think we all struggle with that. And it's a form of self-deception, I think. Although maybe in a lot of cases we know who we are and we're not willing to admit it. And for sure don't want anyone else to find out. I think I'll go ahead and read the first 12 verses here in Matthew 23. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be ye not called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man on your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. And Jesus goes on there with a lot more curses pronounced upon these people. But we'll stop there. And I'm going to read a little bit from C.S. Lewis now, and I just thought he puts it very well, describing this condition. He says, humans all over the earth have this curious idea that they ought to behave in a certain way, and they really can't get rid of it. They do not, in fact, behave that way. I'm only trying to draw attention to a fact, the fact that this year, this month, or more likely perhaps even this very day, we have failed to practice ourselves the kind of behavior we expect from other people. There may be all sorts of excuses for us. That time you were so unfair to the children was when you were very tired. That slightly shady business about the money, that one you've almost forgotten, that came when you were very hard up. And that thing you had promised to do for old so-and-so that you've never done, well, you never would have promised if you had known how frightfully busy you were going to be. End of quote. I think he puts it very well, describes how we act, how we perceive ourselves so many times. And it's hypocritical. That is, it's not the way it ought to be. So, what is the cure? We can look around us, and lots of people do. We've often heard of the, and probably know people that say they won't go to church because of all the hypocrites that are there. So hypocrisy in others can make us cynical, can have a, we think that we have a right not to buy into it because someone is being a hypocrite. What about the hypocrisy that we find in ourselves? Those things, those times that we do not, in fact, behave in the way that we require others to. So I think confronting that problem in ourselves is the first thing that we do, for me anyway. And when I do that, when I look in the mirror, you know, there's so much work to do that we kind of have to forget about others for a while. So I really liked, or the one thought that came to me, I think Joseph alluded to that this morning, is that humility is one of the answers or one of the keys to avoiding deception. And I think Jesus brings that out in the last few verses here that we read. Talks about that very thing, being humble. Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Also thought of some verses over in James. I think we just had them in as memory verses, but they've often been a challenge for me. James 3. I'll read verses 14 to the end. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace, and then that make peace. The thing here is that stands out to me is that when we see those things in our own lives, that we are to be honest and not to deny the truth of that that is there. So I think humility and repentance in my own life is the beginning of that. Okay, I think that's all I have. Let's stand for prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that you've given us answers. Thank you for the answer that we have through Christ. Just pray that you would be with us here this evening, bless the remainder of this service, and direct us according to your will. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, take your Christian hymnals and go to number 304. We'll go ahead and sing that. Number 304. I have decided to follow Jesus. Still I will follow, no turning back. Okay, at this time, the children can come stand here in the front, and Esther will have maybe some songs.
Children. We'll take two selections now, and then a little bit later we might have a time when you all can do songs by memory or songs out of your songbook that you might just have a kind of open time. Also, some of the songs that have been real special to me is the ones out of your scripture. So we could, whatever's laid on your heart, we can have that a little bit later. After these two songs, we'll have a group, Laurel's in charge of. What would the selection be? 424 in the Christian hymnal.
Needs go on my way.
Another selection? 325.
Singing two songs tonight. The first one is Complete in Thee. It's kind of a reminder that we are nothing in ourselves and we are only complete through Jesus. And then the second one is Let the Lower Lights Be Burning. Complete in Thee, no work of mine could take, dear Lord, of thine. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and I shall stand complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. The
chosen I shall be, at thy right hand, complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought, thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be.
Thank you, girls, for that. It was very beautiful. Number 482 in the Christian hymnal. After this song, we'll have our time of congregational singing, so we'll be thinking a little bit more about that. So, 482.
Wrath, Christ, and all.
go ahead with that. We'll probably do that for about 10 minutes, maybe until 5 till.
Yeah.
We'll take two selections now, and then after that, Mylon has got a couple songs, and we're going to have an impromptu. Those from 30 to 50 can get ready for that. So what would be the first selection? Well, actually, could we turn to song number 354 in the Christian hymnal first? I'd like to sing this one yet tonight. And then if we'll have a selection after that. On the second verse, why don't we all sing unison? Third, let's have the men. And then the fourth, have the ladies. And then all together in the last. 292. Just the men. Okay. Just the men, 30 to 50. And which book do you want?
Christian hymnal.
Shelter opened in my Savior's Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. Peace which passeth understanding, joy the world can never give. Now in Jesus I am finding, in his smiles of love I live. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. In the rifted rock I'll hide me, till the storms of life are past. All secure in this blessed refuge, now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thy favor.
thank you all for helping out with that. It turned out to be quite a large group. I didn't know how many we'd have. So, okay, let's go to number 203 in the Christian hymnal. And probably just sing the first and last verse here. And on the last verse, the chorus can come up. I just want to thank all of you for taking part this evening. Number 203 in the Christian hymnal.
Morning, when all dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord. now be more strong, more strong.
Yes, raise the lightness of my sight,
glory to now. I'll be glad,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life, eternal. Free from every imperfection, youth and happy I shall be.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life,
eternal.
Lost in victory,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Oh yes, I'll have a new
glory, glory.
With the redeemed
at your side,
there'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife,
no strife.
Yes, raise the lightness of my sightness,
I'll
ready to live.
I'll be glad,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Shouting heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Oh yes, I'll have a new
glory, glory.
With the redeemed
at your side,
there'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raise the lightness of my sightness,
I'll
ready to
live. I'll be glad,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll